Our theme this evening is Support the Bundys or Kiss Your Property Rights Goodbye. The Bundy family is the ranchers from Nevada who've been on trial for, it seems like many years now, but had a standoff at their ranch in 2014 over land rights and land use with the Bureau of Land Management. The judge today in their current trial declared a mistrial, and we're going to know, the judge is going to rule on whether that's going to be with prejudice. In January 8th, if they rule with prejudice, it's going to be extremely difficult for the Department of Justice to retry the case. The judge, when she declared the mistrial, said that the U.S. prosecutors willfully withheld critical and potentially exculpatory evidence from the defense. Why are we not surprised? Nothing the Department of Justice does ever surprises me. That included records about surveillance at the Bundy Ranch, records about the presence of government snipers, FBI logs about activity at the ranch, law enforcement assessments dating to 2012 that found the Bundys posed no threat, and internal affairs reports about misconduct by the Bureau of Land Management agents. This was all triggered by a very brave whistleblower from the Bureau of Land Management, Larry C. Wooten, whose reports ultimately found their way to the defense attorneys. And in fact, as of last week, you could get them on Dropbox. They paint a very frightening picture of what the Department of Justice and FBI and Bureau of Land Management were up to in this case. I tweeted out last week, I thought the prosecutors ought to be prosecuted over this one. But Larry Wooten certainly deserves one of our Heroes of the Year award and is going to be Hero of the Week tonight on the Saleri Report. If you dig in and look at the Bundy Ranch or the Hammond Ranch cases, or all the ranchers who've been literally run off from the land in southern Nevada, there are serious questions about what's going on and how this relates to the Uranium One scandal with the Clintons and with a variety of energy companies trying to do solar farms, and that involves both, I believe, the Clintons and Harry Reid, former senator from Nevada. Apparently, Attorney General Sessions has ordered an investigation of the Bundy case. And in fact, according to MSNBC today, Sessions also asked for a review of the FBI investigation for the Uranium One deal to determine if a special prosecutor is warranted. And again, that makes me wonder about the connections to the Bundy case and the land in southern Nevada. My personal experience is Department of Justice is literally the center of the swamp. Their disrespect for the law is deeply ingrained, in part because the U.S. is so financially dependent on organized crime. I wrote Attorney General Sessions earlier this year after we interviewed Howard Root, the author of Cardiac Arrest, who spent 5 years as a very successful business CEO litigating with the Department of Justice. And I suggested that they ought to get Howard Root. Attorney General Sessions ought to hire Howard Root, because until you convert Department of Justice to an organization that's committed to justice, as opposed to, as many of us refer to them, Just Us, J-U-S-T, new word, U-S, Just Us, they are a small business destruction machine. If you want to have business succeed, if you read the latest promotions from the White House with respect to tax reform or their national security policy, they're talking a lot about promoting the strength of business, including small business. The reality is, if you want to promote small business, you need to stop the federal government from destroying small business. And that, at the very heart of that destruction machinery, is Department of Justice. Today, Sessions and the intelligence agency heads are pushing Congress for a reauthorization of their surveillance law before year end. Question is, will Congress do it before they leave tomorrow? I don't know, but I'm, for one, I'm suspicious of the extent to which the corporate contractors cycle that data to the disadvantage of small businesses throughout the country. Our holiday greetings. We sent out a special holiday greeting earlier this week. You can go to holidaygreetings.celeria.com to see our 2017 holiday greeting and all the ones we've done since 2010. Each year we choose people who are worthy of our support for major donations at Christmas time. And this year we chose the Whistleblower Protection Program. Jess Raddick is the attorney leading it. And she is the attorney that represented Bill Binney and the NSA whistleblowers who are doing so much good in this world. And the other was to Lynn Albrecht, who's leading the fundraising and management of her son's defense on the Silk Road case. And those are two more examples of unbelievably malicious prosecution by the Department of Justice. But we're punching back, and this has been the year of punching back. In 2018, we're going to punch back more. So I think the people who are punching back mean a great deal to all of us. And so we've provided donations for them and recommended them to you. And I think you'll be very interested in who they are and what they're doing. It's very inspiring. Just goes to show you how many great people there are who are standing on the wall between freedom and tyranny.